We are reading from the Freedom article from the writings of Baal HaSulam. We've reached the subtopic influence of the environment.
Yes, Baal HaSulam wants to explain to us in the Freedom article what is our freedom and what is not our freedom. Can we come out of our nature? That as much as we go into the research of man's nature, we see that we're really in handcuffs, tied. And we can't come out of our nature. We also see this about ourselves. As much as we try to come closer to spirituality, to reach that or something, our nature won't let us come out of it. So, what has the Creator prepared for us so that we will be able to nonetheless be a bit higher? Moreover, as the Kabbalists write, to come out of our corporeal nature to our spiritual one, to the spiritual world, that's something very, very seemingly special. And we don't understand in what way we can do that. So here, in this article, he explains this to us. First of all, how much we're in corporeality, in the forces of nature, that act upon us, and what we should do if this is so. And on the other hand, how much we still have an ability, maybe a small hole by which I can come out of this world to a spiritual world. There's some key, some trick, maybe a code that can I open these walls that I don't see, but I can come out of them to a different world. How to do it? So here, there are a few factors. One factor is the way I was born. That's my inheritance, what we learned now. The second factor is the influence of the environment. Please, Mister.
Influence of the environment. The second reason is an unchanging, direct conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute. Meaning, as we have clarified with the wheat that rots in the ground, the environment in which the source rests, such as soil, minerals, and rain, air, and the sun, affect the sowing by a long chain of cause and effect in a long gradual process, state by state, until it ripens. And that source retakes its former shape, the shape of wheat, but differing in quality and quantity. In their general aspect, they remain completely unchanged. Hence, no cereal or oats will grow from it. But in their particular aspect, they change in quantity. As from one stalk emerge a dozen or two dozen stalks, and in quality, as they are better or worse than the former shape of wheat. It is the same here. Man as a source is placed in an environment, meaning in the society. He is necessarily affected by it, as wheat from its environment. The source is but a raw form. Thus, through the constant contact with the environment and the society, he is gradually impressed by them through a chain of consecutive states, one by one, as cause and effect. At that time, the tendencies included in his source change and take on the form of concepts. For example, if one inherits from his ancestors a tendency of stinginess, as he grows, he builds himself concepts and ideas that conclude decisively that it is good for a person to be stingy. Thus, although his father was generous, he might inherit from him the negative tendency to be stingy. For the absence is just as much inheritance as the presence. Or, if one inherits from one's ancestors a tendency to be open-minded, he builds for himself concepts and draws from them conclusions that it is good for a person to be open-minded. But where does one find those sentences and reasoning? He takes all this from the environment unconsciously, for they impart upon him their views and likings in the form of gradual cause and effect. Hence, man regards them as his own possession, which he acquired through his free thought. But here too, as with the wheat, there is one unchanging part of the source, which is that, in the end, the tendencies he had inherited remain as they were in his forefathers. This is called the second factor.
Questions? Meaning, there's nothing special here. We know this out of our own life. When by the environment, that's how he too gives the title, the influence of the environment. Wherever a person is, wherever he was educated, accordingly we can say about him what he thinks, what his qualities are, what his fears are, his habits, what's closer and what's further away from him, etc. Well, Kiev.
Yosef writes that there is the source in a person, and that source can directly come from his forefathers or opposite. How does the influence the society influence that part?
I can't say in a decisive way. However, according to what he writes, person is influenced by the environment, either in a negative way or in a positive one, because this is nonetheless, this depends on him as well, and that's how he receives it. Meaning, he may grow up in a society that appreciates highly something specific, but for him, according to his source, he'll get it, but his importance will be negative instead of something exactly the opposite. That too may happen. We even see this with human beings, that suddenly they come from a certain family that is clear to us what can come out of it, but something extraordinary comes out of it. Something very different. It happens.
So this ability a person has,
this doesn't depend on him, Vlad. This does not depend on him. That's how he was born. That's how he grew up. He doesn't choose it. Meaning he may grow in a way that is the complete opposite of his environment. Why? That too is in the environment. That's also a result of the shattering of the vessel that occurred in the past. Understand? Soon we'll see more. Baltia 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Но меня очень интересовал этот вопрос всегда. Что такое свойство?
This question always interested me. What are those qualities?
Рашимо. Records. Nonetheless, these are records. You understand? If you were in an environment that would appreciate something else, then each of us, each of you, accordingly, would feel his internal inherited data in a different way. That's it. How can it be that suddenly, from an ordinary family, we get Rabbi Shimon, or the Ari, or Baal HaSulam, without any... precedents or discernments? In what way can we measure, according to what data, that this family should now bear a genius, a Kabbalist? No, no one knows about it. Later, when somebody writes a biography about them, then he writes whatever he feels like. But usually, there is no realistic basis for this happening.
So it
turns out that there are like corporeal genes and spiritual genes for a person, that it depends on his spiritual root.
Depends on his connection before the shattering, the way it was made before the shattering of Adam Rishon. It was made in a way that now it governs it because we are in the direction of the final correction. Yes?
Moscow 1. Спасибо, Раф. То есть основа нам
показывает
обратную.
So the source shows us an opposite connection, meaning an opposite tendency. That if I'm an angry person,
жадный,
I could be angry towards my ego, or if I'm stingy, I could be stingy towards a connection with a friend, and so on.
No, it's not so simple. No, no. Everything nonetheless depends on a person's exertion. As much as he's successful, how much he can draw the lighter forms, there are few subjects here that take part in this action of correction. We can't say anything in advance here. For each and every friend here, we need to relate to him like an angel. That this is the person that will bring the final correction to the entire humanity. And he will give the best benefit to the Creator. That's something we don't know. That all kinds of form of a true vessel will be revealed, we'll know how much we can't understand out of the shattering, the state of the connection. Okay, let's continue.
Title, Habit Becomes a Second Nature. The third reason is a conduct of direct cause and effect, which affect the source and change it. Because the inherited tendencies in man have become concepts due to the environment, they operate in the same directions that these concepts define. For example, a man of frugal nature, in whom the tendency to stinginess had been turned into a concept, through the environment, perceives frozoti through some reasonable definition. Let's assume that by this conduct he protects himself from needing other people. Thus he has acquired a skill of frozoti. And when that fear is absent, he can waive it. It follows that he has changed substantially for the better from the tendency he had inherited from his forefathers, and sometimes one manages to completely uproot a bad tendency. This is done by habit, which has an ability to become a second nature, in that the strength of man is greater than that of a plant, for wheat can change only in its own part. Whereas man can change through the cause and effect of the environment, even in the general parts, meaning to completely uproot a tendency and invert it to its opposite.
Again, it seems to me that they didn't hear it enough. Friends, pay attention, these are things that we work with. It's about our nature. Yes.
Habit becomes a second nature. The third reason is a conduct of direct cause and effect, which affect the source and change it. Because the inherited tendencies in man have become concepts due to the environment. They operate in the same directions that these concepts define. For example, a man of frugal nature, in whom the tendency to stinginess had been turned into a concept, through the environment, perceives frugality through some reasonable definition. Let's assume that by this conduct he protects himself from needing other people. Thus he has acquired a skill of frugality, and when that fear is absent, he can waive it. It follows that he has changed substantially for the better from the tendency he had inherited from his forefathers, and sometimes one manages to completely uproot a bad tendency. This is done by habit, which has the ability to become a second nature. In that the strength of man is greater than that of a plant. For wheat can change only in its own part, whereas man can change through the cause and effect of the environment, even in the general parts, meaning to completely uproot a tendency and invert it to its opposite.
ולעקור משורשה אל ההופכיות שלה.
PT 17.
Шалом рав хаверим.
What does it mean that a tendency becomes a concept? What is that concept?
When we can use not any tendency, it's our intellect, our emotion, in a way that we decided and chose.
And what does it mean that he said that first he said you can't change a tendency, now he says you can, and even uproot it and invert it.
Soon we'll see. PT25.
Shalom Rav, everybody. In the middle, he says that sometimes he can uproot a bad tendency. Is it possible in corporeality without connection to spirituality? Or what is he actually talking about here? About a spiritual state, a corporeal state?
No, he explains in a simple way, earthly way, mundane way, how we can change the data we were born with. By being in environment, by habits, by all kinds of actions that we can perform over ourselves. How can we change the data with which we were born?
Let's say in a regular environment or dissemination, I can say that it works in corporeality like this too?
If a person wants to work on himself, he can work as it's written here. He will certainly need an environment as a factor and the work on himself, but he can change these things. Yes? When he says that by this man has greater strength than the vegetative, than the plants, because wheat, we read this now, right? Because the wheat cannot change, but only in its individual part, whereas man can change by the cause and effect of the environment, even in the general parts, meaning to turn the complete this tendency and to uproot it's entirely. A person can do that by the environment. That's called the cause and effect of the environment.
Adam misugal.
A person can do this. And it has nothing to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah. These are ordinary things.
Николаев Сочи.
Николаев Сочи.
Раф, подскажите, то есть получается из человека, он здесь говорит, можно вообще слепить любого по свойствам.
He said that you can really sculpt a person and change anything of its qualities.
Память забыл все, что у него есть.
Like if a person would lose his memory, forget everything he had. So we can just implant any software or qualities into him.
Well, if you think that there is an upper force, an upper system, creator, and the upper light works on us in a decisive way and incessantly, then of course it's clear that if all the things, with all the things we decide, the Creator and the upper light decide even before that, and they bring us the tendencies here, the desires there, the actions here, and this is how we basically behave. So where is man and where the creator? That's something we should decide. Meaning in the meantime, the work on the free choice, that's something we cannot decide. Where is their creator or not? Are we in freedom, as the article is called, the freedom article? Are we in freedom from the upper force? Or he created the system, and through this system he forms some imagination of freedom. Where is it? Where isn't it? How much we can interfere here? Or maybe I'm learning how I should exist according to the upper providence, up to the extent that I perform the same action as the Creator did on me. So I feel that I'm free and I'm doing. Meaning all our work, I'm not saying that this is how it is. This is something to think about. All our work is when I choose to resemble the Creator. So I've chosen, and every moment I choose and choose and choose. So what's changed here? Basically, prior to the shattering of Adam Rishon, we were as parts that do everything in a necessary way. And now, after the sin of Adam Rishon and the corrections, we do what the Creator wants, but it's our own free choice. That's the difference. There are things to scrutinize here still. USA Northeast.
Thanks, Rav. If I'm hearing the article correctly, or this part of it, it almost sounds like society gives birth to concepts that want to fulfill the tendencies that are found in sources. Is that accurate, or am I asking the question inaccurately?
The society doesn't beget or doesn't bring out anything. The environment is governed by the upper force. And in the society, there is no free choice in any way. Rather, the choice is for a person who can rise, and to the extent that he rises above his nature. PT 13.
How can you explain the example he gave on the stinginess? I didn't understand it at all. What is he trying to tell us with it?
What he's trying to say is that even if you do choose something, you choose according to your internal tendencies. And also according to the environment, because that is a factor. So the habit becomes second nature. He says in the last part that this is the strength of man is greater than the of a plant. Wheat can change only its own part, whereas man can change through the cause and effect of the environment, even in the general parts, meaning to completely uproot the tendency of the will to receive and invert it to its opposite. A person can do this because he relates to the environment, something that doesn't exist with the animals, the still vegetative, the influence environment. They do have, but in a way that is necessary for their existence. Whereas a human that is in connection with the environment, he annuls his ego to the environment so that the environment will act on him. Then it turns out that by that, a person prepares himself to the internal revolution, and by this he becomes like the Creator.
He gives the example that he understands the stinginess in an intellectual way.
He says to uproot, completely uproot a tendency and invert it to its opposite. Look what's possible. And this is all if a person is incorporated in the environment, and through the environment he gets bestowed from the upper light. And that's by that changes himself. How important the environment is for us.
Can you explain the middle paragraph? Here he's speaking about stinginess, that he protects himself.
He was stingy of nature, and by the environment he changed his tendency. And he understands this stinginess in some intellectual way. Let's say he protects himself. So he protects his defense, his habit. Meaning he has some yardstick for this stinginess, meaning he can give it up if he has no fear of it. It turns out that it follows that he's changed substantially for the better from this tendency he had inherited from his forefathers. Sometimes one is to completely uproot a bad tendency. This is done by habit, which has the ability to become second nature. So what are you asking?
I don't understand it. What is he trying to say here? With this example.
Okay, you read this again at home from the third reason, and then we need, we'll talk about it. We have PT19.
Thank you, Rav. Is there a bad quality, a bad tendency?
The will to receive is egoistic. Is it bad or good?
Depends how you use it.
No, you answered.
New York 4.
New York 4.
It's a question about the type of article. In Pticha and Shemati, Bala Sulam talks about lights and vessels. And an article like the Freedom is a totally different kind of article. Is there a different emotional approach, or do I switch to my head when I study something like this? How does a Kabbalist work with an article like this?
We relate to the Freedom article, which is a short explanation about the complexity of our nature, how much we should nonetheless take into account what the Creator has created in us, and to know how we discover these tendencies, organize them under the influence of the upper light, where each tendency, every shape of the ego in us, since we're all egoistic shapes, so we will get some correction in a certain way. And then we will be corrected human beings. Because in our correction, also all these forms of ego, they maintain. They're still there. The evil inclination is still there. It's only that it works in a way that it's in the foundation of every patzuf of the soul. It helps us to maintain ourselves there forever. Even though we say the evil inclination is gone, it doesn't disappear in a way it's not there. It's the form of being bad. We invert it to become good. And now it's helping us to place ourselves in a direct way in front of the Creator. Well, what do you want there? Internet.
Question from PT38 and Chile together. How can we invert a tendency if we say we can't break the evil inclination?
I don't know what you're saying, but the upper light does whatever is required. We don't need to be too smart. There are such discernments in spirituality when it seems to us that we're higher than them and we can become smarter or as if we're governing them. But until we reach our degree, in the degree we are in, we see we have nothing but to pray to the upper light to work on us and organize all our different factors. Ultimately, it's only a prayer for the upper light to do it. Even though we are learning all these things, then and the internal factors, what you inherit, the influence of the environment, etc. Everything is good and fine until we come to the next stage. We're in external factors, right, Niv?
Yeah, external factors.
Okay. Maybe you should read it. External factors. The fourth reason is a conduct of cause and effect that affects the source by things that are completely alien to it and operates on it from the outside. This means that these things are not at all related to the source's growth conduct to affect it directly. Rather, they operate indirectly. For example, finances, burdens, or the winds, etc., have their own complete, slow, and gradual order of states by way of cause and effect that change man's concepts for better or for worse. Thus, I have set up the
Again.
The fourth reason is a conduct of cause and effect that affects the source by things that are completely alien to it and operates on it from the outside. This means that these things are not at all related to the source's growth, but to affect it directly. Rather, they operate indirectly.
For example,
finances, burdens, or the winds, etc., have their own complete, slow, and gradual order of states by way of cause and effect that change man's concepts for better or for worse. Thus, I have set up the four natural factors that each thought and idea that appears in is but their fruits. Even if one were to sit and contemplate something all day long, he will not be able to add or alter what those four factors give him. Any addition he can add is in the quantity, whether a great intellect or a small one. But in the quality, he cannot add one. This is because They are the ones that completely determine the nature and shape of the idea and the conclusion against our will, without asking our opinion. Thus, we are at the hands of these four factors, as clay in the hands of a potter.
No questions. So, let's read the free choice.
Free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts, and sometimes in its general part as well, through habit which endows it with a second nature, as explained above. Again, free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well, through habit, which endows it with a second nature, as explained above.
Meaning, even though we were born, we came out of the Creator, we went through all kinds of changes, shatterings, each and everything we went through, and we're in a state that the forces of Creator, of nature, are controlling us in everything. Along with that, we can protect ourselves and reach the freedom of choice. The freedom of choice. And what the Creator gave us, even all kinds of qualities, let's say, like we see ourselves, we're all different. For sure, because each one, each and every one of us has his part in Adam Rishon, which is unique, but along with that, each and every one is free and isn't dependent on anybody else, on no one. And even in the Creator, he's not dependent. Even in the Creator. That's something we, later on, will have to talk about it. But still, we can reach a state that we will truly have freedom from everyone. That's what the Creator created. And we have to digest this and learn about it. What did he say? Free choice, you read, right?
Yes.
However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength, although is the right word here, although that our strength is not enough to face the first factor, which is the source, we still have the ability and free choice. Free choice to protect ourselves again against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts. And sometimes in its general part as well, through habit, which endows it with a second nature. as explained above. In this way, he can protect his individuality, his freedom. That means that if we use what the Creator gives correctly, we'll be completely, exactly like Him, exactly, free, completely free. And that when we learn it afterwards, the environment is a factor, the obligation of choosing the good environment, and so on. That it's clear to us what he wants to bring us to, what he wants to explain. That if a person builds the right environment, and except for what he built, he's constantly concerned that it will get better and that he will be connected to it in the right way, he chooses for himself a path that you can't say that someone is pulling him or forcing him to reach it, but he becomes free and truly reaches a state that we can't understand how it happens in nature, that there's nothing above, nothing that obligates him in anything. We have to learn about it. Well, we have 10 more minutes for the women.
Yes, a question from Moscow 8 and also from Petah Tikva. Is the second factor, the influence of the environment that a person acquires, does it stay as a reshimon? Does the second factor, the influence of the environment, when a person has he has the influence of the environment, does it stay in him as a record?
As a record of a shimo, what? Well, actually, yes. It remains in the system. Next. It remains in the system.
Okay.
Okay, the question is this. You just said that you become free of all, of everyone else. On the one hand, we have to be under their environment. On the other hand, we reach a state we're free from everyone. Who are these everyone?
Anyone, towards the Creator, including the Creator. Man that corrects himself, feels himself free from everything. As the Creator, he feels himself. Next.
A question from the women from the Kavkaz. Can the environment accelerate the development of the Rishima?
The environment obviously accelerates all the development, of course. Next.
A question for Petah Tikva. Can we educate a person to be in the second nature or to have a desire to change his intention from receiving to bestowing?
It all depends on his education and prayer. That's it.
PT 38. Why is it so difficult to acquire the correct habits, spiritual ones?
Because it's against the ego. Obviously, it's against the ego, and obviously it's difficult. Next.
Mark 3. Our basis is the will to receive. It doesn't change. So what does it mean to acquire an intention in order to bestow?
The intention to bestow upon the will to receive. That with all my nature, which is the will to receive, I have acquired an intention and a direction how to use this nature in order to bestow good to the others. Next.
A
question from Mark 3. How to develop the trust in the environment and how to get the right support from the environment to beat my evil inclination.
I need to develop trust in the environment because the Creator is giving it to me. He puts my hand on the good fortune and says, take this for yourself. Next.
Shelami Moscow 20.
Question from Moscow 20. Ultimately, do we have a choice to rise above the ego or not?
Of course, yes. Freedom of choice to uplift above our nature to the higher nature. Each and every one, men, women, everyone.
Question from Kavkaz. It turns out that the idea of the correction that comes from the environment can only be perceived by someone who feels that the whole world is not corrected.
Of course, that's what we're discovering, that the world is corrected, and we need to cause a correction for it. Next.
That's it in the meantime.
That's it. Good. So we have 5 minutes left. Okay, we have a meal this evening. So we'll end now, Niv.
So the broadcast for today is such. 10 till 10:30, New Life with Dr. Michael Lightman. This will be broadcasted in the Facebook page of Rav Lightman. You can write questions there online. 10:30 till 11:30, the writers team with Rav Lightman, and 6:30 till 7:30, the world meal. This we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. Song.
These racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way. Light the way, away, 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 and we can dance through the storm and together awake in the dawn. Away, away, away. When a reason can't be found and all is lost. Fog is falling and it's blinding us. I've read a light that pulls us through the dark. A broken heart that is waiting to be. Light the way. Away, away, away. Light the way.